Maybe you can help me. I need to know if I was involved in a domestic violence situation. Because I honestly don't know. I'll give you the facts and you can tell me. There's a gray area here, okay? Here's what happened. I was with this girl and we got into a pretty heated dispute, right? We're going back and forth and it got to the point where there was some name calling happening, right? She finally was like, "You're a fuckface." And I was like, "Ooh, that's good shit. I like that." That got me riled. So I snapped back. I called her the C word, right? But I didn't actually call her the C word. I called her the C word. I go, "You're being the C word right now." I intimated, and that's not calling somebody the actual C word. I intimate. And she goes, she started crying. She goes, "That's the same thing." I go, "It's not the same thing. I didn't say this word. I said, you're being the C word." She goes, "It's the same thing, you fuck face." And I was like, "All right, in that case, cunt. All right, now we're even." I felt like an ignoramus the second that left my lips. I didn't want to say it, but I said it. And I wanted to apologize immediately and be like, "Oh, you know, I'm an asshole. I shouldn't have said that." And when I turned to say I'm sorry, the second I turned, what did she do? She went, and she spit right in my face. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. Unless you just brush your teeth. If it's a minty fresh spit, then I'll... But this was more of a potatoes au gratin spit, and that's not... So she spit, and that was crazy. And then she already had my computer tower in her hand, and she threw it. And it was almost slow motion as it went by, because all the porn I'd ever collected was on that. I just hit a fucking terabyte. Computer smashes... And then just between the spitting and then the computer, I snapped and I hit her, right? But no, I didn't hit her with my hand or a fist. I hit her with a Nerf bat. My little nephew's Nerf bat was there, so I just gave her a little tag. Should I feel bad? I mean, I think even a judge would throw that out of court, right?
No, it was made for that kind of tomfoolery, no.
I think all the girls are laughing. As long as the girls are laughing, I think. The only thing I did leave out a couple little fun facts. Before I hit her with it, I dipped it in water. That's what I forgot to tell you. And I put it in the freezer for 5.5 weeks. I kind of knew I was going to do it. What else? What else can I talk about?
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I blamed Ryan and said that it was Ryan's fault and I told him not to do it. Did you know I was lying to you?
I knew you, bro.
But Mom saw you.
I knew you.
Oh, you saw me. I don't remember. I swear to God.
Oh, your mom saw you?
No, I don't remember this.
Are you talking about when you broke the TV?
Yeah. The little blue horse.
The rocking blue horse. The play school rocking chair horse.
Yes, your brother was sitting in the front, and you came and you jumped behind him, and he fell. And the rocking horse flipped over and hit the TV, and I know whose fault it was, but it was fine because your father wasn't going to really get pissed at Ryan because he was smaller, so I kept the secret so he wouldn't beat the crap out of you. But yes, Mom knows.
Oh my God, this is now coming out. You want the Shyamalan twist ending here? Here's what happened. You know how they fix a TV? My dad calls them and tells them that it always had this little hole, and he told them that it had this crack. So they fixed it for free.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you. Italiano vero.
Italiano vero. Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
I'm feeling it. It's that time, people. It's Tuesday night, 10 o'clock on the East Coast here on MoreLikeRadio.com.
My favorite part of the new intro is when she goes, "You're listening to Dutch and Royce." And then my second favorite part is when she says, "You." Yeah, it's really
Hey, dude, I told you I was switching things up.
I'm Joel Van Wingerden. Here's my co-host, Joel Dutch Royce Van Wingerden.
I told you I was switching things up. I mean, we don't need the same dumb flashy intros all the time. Just get right to it.
Dutch, I'm not mad at you, man. I'm projecting at you because Florida's stupid. Okay.
Sorry. Well, we'll get to that in a second. I'm Joel Dutch, man. That's Royce Lopez.
I'm lashing out. I apologize. I'm lashing out at people that I shouldn't be. I'm apologizing.
His
sorry.
Poor wife that has to deal with his lashing out is Marie
She's
Lopez.
She's lashing out, too.
Everyone's She's bad. Not poor. Everyone's she has that Disney money.
Yeah.
His other second wife, Sean Waters, is also here tonight.
Can't have two wives.
I'm like his gay husband.
There, he's my gay husband.
Producer Mitch Heil.
Mitt Romney had two wives.
See, well, he was a Mormon.
Big booby B D
B
double B D.
Double D D.
Sorry, I'm looking at the. I'm looking at the thing. It says D B, and I was like, sorry, it threw me off.
My
there.
Last name starts with a B.
Yeah, and she's more of a D.
How do you pronounce your last name again?
Bitch.
Bergeron. Or bitch.
Bergeron.
It's like your
Tom
Bergeron.
D Tom Bergeron.
Bergeron.
It's like
Dutch. This how
D
I remember.
Bergeron.
It's Bahrain. Like it's like you're gonna say bird, but then you vomit at the end.
Bergeron.
Actually, if you pronounce it phonetically, it's exactly pronounced.
See, you're
Bergeron.
We also have Sherry Dahl here tonight, too.
Hey.
The number is 954-573-2780 if you guys want to get in touch with us. MoreLikeRadio.com, obviously, every Tuesday nights, 10 to midnight. MoreLikeRadio.com/live if you want to join in the chat room. I love the Spice Girls, by the way. Remember this song? I thought this was better than Wannabe.
Sorry.
I had a harmonica. To become one stuck in my head all weekend because my friend Mark posted a meme about how the time change two was becoming one. And yeah.
Can we get rid of that already? I mean, Arizona said fuck it years ago.
That's because have you been to Arizona? It's a shithole.
Meh, good point.
Yeah, but think of the farmers though.
It's really hot.
There are so you're saying it wouldn't be a shithole if they kept with the whole time change thing?
I posted that on Facebook actually. I go,
oh, did you really? Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I posted, do farmers really give a shit about this anymore? And I forget who was, it was our friend Jesse, the one who won the ground badge. And she goes, I live on a farm. And no, it does not matter. I'm like, okay then. So no one, not even farmers.
We're the only
care.
Ones in the world that do it, by the way. There's like 49 tracts of land that are the only people that do the time change thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and regardless of what time it is, the farmer's going to get up when the sun
comes
up. Before the sun. Regardless.
I don't think those are real things.
So, so did you guys all go out and vote?
Yes.
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
I forgot.
We voted.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's nothing you did because it's Colorado.
Yeah,
you already got what you wanted.
You guys have.
Hell yeah, we do.
But check this out. This is how it works in Florida for those who don't know. There's an amendment two is out, what was voted on today, and it was to.
It was about
gays
shit.
Get married.
It was to legalize medical marijuana. And Florida, however, to pass an amendment, you don't need a majority. For example, in other states, if you have 51% of the vote, that amendment passes because it's common sense, right?
Majority, right?
Majority.
No.
Unfortunately, Florida, the way their amendments work is 60% of the vote. So
with all amendments, not just this one.
All amendments.
That's anything. Ridiculous, man.
Even though 57% of people are for medical marijuana, it does not pass.
You shall not pass.
And remember,
are we going to do that all night?
Remember last week, Dutch, when we were talking about the Florida wanted to split into two states?
God, I hope that
yes.
happens.
South Florida. Well, here's something funny. We were looking at each county. If it was split into two states,
if it were.
South Florida would have passed medical marijuana. The problem is North Florida.
And we would have been in South Florida.
Yay! South Florida finally rocks. The problem is the Bible Belt here, which basically, people don't know. North Florida and South Florida are still like the McCoys and the Hatfields. Is that where it was?
Yeah.
Because it's they're two different worlds. South Florida is like, and when I mean South Florida, I'm even talking Orlando South. Put it to you that way. It's a bunch of Hispanics, whites, blacks, every fucking buddy lives there. Now, once you go past, and I'm going to say Ocala, once you go Ocala North, it turns into, and I don't want to insult it by saying Southern Georgia, it turns into Southern Alabama. It's white, trash, Bible, there's a church.
So I would fit in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single billboard in North Florida on the turnpike is how abortion, you're going to go to hell.
Oh, God.
It's all
or to go to Cafe Risque in Gainesville.
Right.
That always did amaze me. I know what you're talking about. Like on my drive through,
yeah,
my drive through like Kansas would be the same thing. Like one billboard would be like titty bar off up the next turnpike, and the next thing would be like, you know, every time you kill a baby, a part of you dies or whatever.
I hope so.
But all the billboards for Cafe Risque is in Gainesville, and you will see billboards for it 200 miles away.
Wow. What kind of budget do they have?
It's a big place.
Well, they have another one in North Carolina, too.
Anyway, the amendment got 57% yes, and obviously the rest was no. They already called it. Now it's not going to pass. And
how?
And here's the problem here. It's not because it's hard to get pot, and it's even that big of a risk. It's not hard. Okay, anybody in this room right now could make a phone call and in 2 minutes have pot delivered to you.
I don't know.
What do you think the reason it is?
Well,
because marijuana is bad for you, is evil, and it kills children.
The reason people wanted it to pass is the same reason that they passed it everywhere else. It's for people that need it medically. And yes, of course, if we're being honest, it's going to be really easy for anybody to get it, which once again isn't a fucking problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest proponent, the people fighting it here were, of course, the Bible Belt, bunch of weirdos. Like I said, I was sitting at an Indian restaurant.
Were you sitting Indian style?
I was sitting in an Indian restaurant recently, and
dot or feather.
It was a it was a push start, not a pull start. So we're sitting at an
Indian restaurant. Feathers have restaurants,
and it's I don't know. Do you think they plug them first? So we're sitting there, and there's just redneck family next to us, and I'm talking fucking just disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the kids asked when he was looking up from his bowl of fucking pig stew, whatever he was eating over there, it was three teeth, asked, "Hey, Paul, why? I don't understand what's happening with medical marijuana." And of course, because the rednecks, they have to talk loudly. So everybody knows the conversation.
Paul, what's happening with this medical marijuana?
Well, that's the liberal. This is exactly what he said. The liberals are trying to portray it like the Amendment 2 is going to be close, but it's not. It's going to be turned down. What people don't know is that Florida already has laws to get a prescription for marijuana and blah, blah, blah. And all just ignorant, stupid.
Well, do you or not? Or is he just blowing smoke out of his ass?
Yes, it's true. But it's one of those facts that they blow out. But when you look into it, here's what it is. Florida passed recently. Doctors can prescribe only one specific strand that has very low cannabinoids for a specific kind of disease.
Oh.
So yes, but it's basically like someone put it. Someone said it's like saying we're going to make all doctors illegal except for foot doctors. You can't do that. You have to either give it to everybody who needs it. You can't pick and choose, you know?
And that puts a strain on the doctors. So they're going to be a little more remiss of giving these things out if it has to be for something specific.
Look, and the frustrating part is that if you read, well, doctors are for this. They're for it. They want it to pass.
I'm getting it.
But the biggest issue is, and it's not a conspiracy, you know, this is a fact. The biggest money that was going against it for no was the pharmaceutical industry.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Now, okay.
Florida, if you think of it, Florida has the most pill mills out of any place in the fucking country.
Oh, okay.
Of how all the old people come here. This is the fucking graveyard.
That makes sense. Okay. I'm still shocked by the 60% instead of 51%. Like, why does it have to be majority plus 10?
Because in Florida, we got to make sure that all the coons and the spicks are at a disadvantage. I don't know.
That is a weird. I've never. Do other states do that? Because majority of all states I've heard of, as long as you have a majority vote, things
that's
get passed.
The way the majority of states are. I'm sure there's a couple that are different, but then again, Florida's on a lot of lists of states that are different.
Good
you
point.
Know what I mean? They're in a lot of lists of doing.
They have their own section on FARC.
Yeah, it's bad. Look, Dutch, put it to you this way: we moved recently over to Polk County, which is a county over from Orlando. Learning a lot of things. There's a big difference when you cross over from Orlando, where Disney is, to this part. And Dee lives there; she could tell you too. It's really weird. Put it to you this way, and this is true. The sheriff, the main sheriff's name is Judd. So,
Juddy?
Judd. Well, what's his full name?
Grady,
you know,
Judd.
Grady Judd.
Judd.
Grady Judd.
Judd Grady.
Judd Grady.
Judd Grady. Doesn't matter. Shit. Two first names. And it kind of feels like you're living in with Boss Hogg and the Dukes of Hazzard. It's really odd. it's still really Bible-y in some parts, really Jesus-y in some parts. As a matter of fact, D, are you muted? Because I don't hear you. Are you talking?
I was totally muted like a dick.
Yeah, because I was like, why isn't Dave jumping in?
I was jumping in. You just couldn't hear me.
I said, pew, 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 pew.
You're sitting in the background going, these dicks aren't paying attention to anything I'm saying.
Well, Dutch, here's a perfect example of just differences in counties. The Moxie show, the girls that were here, they do a burlesque show over in Polk County. And we've been to burlesque shows in both in Orlando and in Polk County over here, two different counties. They are not allowed. They have to have a bigger size pasty. Is that correct, Dee?
What?
They're actually, when Tina did that, it was the first time anyone had ever done pasties
right.
on Moxie. We are not allowed to go down to pasties. There's right. a certain quarter of your ass that has to be covered. Like
they have actual.
Only the bottom parts of my butt cheeks can show. Like
they've passed laws in this county that they actually have inches of how much boob area can be. Do you think that's a waste? Maybe a little bit of a waste?
Question.
No. But what if the children see boobs?
Is it a ratio?
They'll turn into raging rapists.
Like, what if somebody has a bigger foot?
Mitch, don't worry.
Rape culture,
don't
bro.
Worry, Mitch. I'll mute your hangout for you, okay?
Then you better cover most of it.
No, but seriously, is it a percentage or is it a number of ass?
I'm sorry?
Is it a percentage of ass or is it a number of...
No, it's like a spatial... I don't know.
Anyway, so
mind the gap.
Make sure most of it's covered.
It's weird area. It's just the difference. Florida is such a mishmash of things.
It's weird because there's a lot of college age students because there's a lot of colleges in Florida, and then there's a lot of super old people. And even my grandparents, who are they're not conservative at all. They're very accepting, whatever. They were just very old school, like, oh, that wacky tobacco. And I was like, we were all at dinner and I like glanced. I was like really surprised because even my grandparents, who generally vote Democratic and, whatever, liberal, they were against it because they're old. And they don't understand how it could help anyone.
Well, because they've been fed for their entire lives misinformation.
Right, which is why I think a lot of... Why one of the reasons it didn't pass isn't just Christians or idiots. It's just old people.
Well, no,
I don't trust it.
They go hand in hand. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for that generation to just die off. The ones who actually vote.
No, I agree. Fuck. Enough. Die
Sorry,
off.
Sorry, D. Sorry about your grandparents.
No, I have grandparents.
Well, they are dying. So I have might get your wish soon.
I have grandparents too. They did that shit. It doesn't make any fucking sense. I don't get it. The saddest part is, dude, for me, is that I had a grandparent who fucking voted no on it, and my sister needs it. Do you know how fucking shitty that is and how fucking crappy that is?
Did you talk to her? What did she say?
Of course I did, but it doesn't matter.
I mean, Dutch, you don't...
Old school, like Dutch, he said, it's just this old school mentality.
You don't even understand how long... Because it's not like he just showed up and saw his grandparents for the first time this right. year to tell him. Years... Years his sister has been eating these kind of things.
She has. And legitimately, not to be like, I want to get
hurt. No, I know. Yeah, yeah. You guys talked about it in the past.
He lives with his granddaughter. He sees her every day. And she was working the voting polls just so that she could have more,
connection. And he still went...
Share this information with people. And he still voted no.
You want to know what his reason was when she asked him?
Right. What was it?
It was, hey, why didn't you vote? Oh, no, because in Colorado, it fucked things up over there.
No, it didn't.
$2 billion is what we made last
Dutch,
year.
I
two
know.
Dutch. Bill, that's what the B people. Billion dollars we made.
Billions of dollars that you guys made. It's also a 15% to, I think it was 15 to 17% anywhere in there, drop in crime rate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Violent crimes are down
significantly.
You're talking about states that didn't legalize pot, right? Because that sounds like the numbers that I like to hear.
So that's the mentality. And luckily it didn't really matter down there because the county, the weirdest, our old county in Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, was like 69% yes.
I want to know where your grandfather thought. Who told him that things got fucked up over here?
Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly.
No, they didn't. Do they yell about that kind of stuff? I usually listen to Rush like when I'm driving John to go
Hannity's
lunch.
Sean Hannity's not for it. He's against it.
He's against it. Rush, I don't think really gives a shit because he's kind of a druggie himself. But
Yeah, he doesn't really talk about it that much. But no, a lot of them do. And that's all that matters. You listen to that. And, you know, and by the way, it's always the Christians who are hammered and drunk that are yelling at you about how pot is
exactly.
evil.
I always find
that. It's always a drunk guy at a wedding.
Right.
It's like Jesus Christ said, hey, honey, give me another natty ass, thanks. Jesus Christ said that our body is a temple and we should not put things in it.
Now, you hold on 1 second. I'm going to go ask DJ to play Mama Number 5.
Yeah. Hey, you got old turkey back there? Put that in the natty. Mix it up.
No,
thanks.
Sir, we have wild turkey. It's not old turkey. We have wild turkey, sir.
No, but the turkey is aged. Tastes better, like whiskey.
Oh. See that? You went out of character. I
rope-a-doped you.
Well,
I forgot what I was saying.
It's no matter.
Something racist.
It's no matter that Amendment 2 didn't pass this time around.
It's like Amendment Boo.
No, I'm high right now.
Because
oh no, what happened?
Because eventually,
sorry, Florida, I'm high right now.
Eventually, it'll all work itself out. You know, balance will shift. In the meantime, this has motivated Royce to run for office.
I'm going to run for local legislator.
Oh, you have to do this.
You should run for Polk County Sheriff, Royce.
Well, I can't because I'm not have experience in law enforcement. Yeah, I have a plan.
Elect you, we'll write you in.
Listen to my plan. Right. I was telling Maria on my walk. Here's my plan. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. If you don't know, for a lot of local legislators, there's a bunch of people that run unopposed. A lot of them. Just they run unopposed because nobody.
Brady Judge is one of them.
Right, exactly. Nobody goes against them. Nobody. So,
and nobody gives a shit. It's probably like a lower office kind of thing. Right.
But I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to lower office.
Find out who's just has one candidate.
Right, one candidate. And I'm going to win because I'm fucking charming.
Please do. Easy.
I'll use my paw. I'm going to win. And after I win, all I'm going to do is yell at people when they're stupid. I'm not going to be a politician. I'm going to be a jerk. I'm going to be a professional jerk. And I'm going to tell people, like, no, what are you, dumb? What are you, fucking dumb? And I want to debate
people. You'll go viral in an instant.
No. I want to debate people like it's a fucking president. I'm going to yell, scream. I'm going to get one of those headset microphones that you can walk around with. Seriously. I'm going to be a coach
on the sideline.
These legislator debates are held usually in like gymnasium, high school gymnasiums. I'm going to show up. I'm going to rent a fucking stretch limo. I'm going to, or stretch Hummer. I'm going to walk out of it with a fucking headset on. I'm going to treat it like I'm running for fucking president of the United States. I'm going to start yelling at people, screaming. I'm going to get elected. And then when I get elected, for example, Judd, no, D, it's easy. I can run against him. No, what I want to do is I want to become his boss. I want to become mayor. And then when I become mayor, he answers to me. And then I make his life a living hell because I'm going to enact a law, make all fucking cops have to wear body cameras, penis cameras, shoe cameras everywhere.
Wait, did you say penis cameras?
Yes, penis cameras.
My penis cameras.
Just to be safe.
Are those cameras that go on your penis or cameras that only look at penises?
Both.
All right.
They're located on your penis and they only aim at other people's penises.
Where do I get one?
I'll tell you once I get elected.
It's called anyway, a GoPro.
I just want to hear the smear campaigns that are going to go against you.
You, oh. That, God, what, Mitch?
This man on the air admitted that he wanted to have sex with the drummer from Hanson.
That'll get me votes. Listen, I'm going to, not
he
only that.
He had a Twitter fight against a 14-year-old for liking Reba McEntire.
Mitch, here's what you're not thinking of, though. Mitch, here's what you're not thinking of. The power I wield to make my smear ads to them.
I know. I could just imagine you saying, now some of my opponents say that I said these things, and you're just going to play every terrible thing you've ever said on the show.
Right.
And I did.
Yeah.
But at least you know where I stand.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'll play all those things, and then I'll be like, you mad, bro? 15-year-old girls gave me boners.
Do you want to elect a man that says things like this?
This message is approved by Royce Lopez.
Now, see, what I was telling Royce is like, I want to do one better and say you and Sean should both run for the same office.
Oh, no.
Therefore, you guys could hold your own debates where you could have the most ridiculous back and forth town hall that the world has ever seen.
Yep. You don't understand. Dutch, there's no reason. I mean, this isn't, I know that this is not a radio. Well, it's going to be
Jesus Christ.
Radio. All I want is so many cocks in my mouth. Look at that.
John, your rebuttal?
Hey, Okay, that means I'm for gay marriage.
Okay,
I'm for gay marriage.
You see, but what happens is that you're queers and you're potheads.
Dutch, viral instantly on YouTube. Well, it'll be those terrible like old four by three cameras, and it's gonna go. I'm telling you. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. I am going to run for the easiest local office.
Do something, some kind of local office.
2016, man. I'm gonna start now figuring it out. I'm not kidding you.
I'm telling you, in a public square, you guys should just set up podiums, hold your own debate.
Yes, I'm gonna do anything.
And instead of talking politics, just have a push-up contest and be yelling, I can do this all day.
That would be great.
That would be great.
All day.
I got it all day, too.
I do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
I got it all day, too.
Winston!
Why are you yelling at me?
I do this all day.
But here's the thing. You guys do push-ups while you're screaming the entire line. Just do a whole debate where all the thing you guys do is drops from the show.
Hmm? It should just be a series.
I'm doing this. I'm going to do this.
A series of just nonsensical competitions.
Yeah. Sean says, like, you know, go ahead and go ham sandwich. And you rebuttal it with,
he kicked him in a penis.
Perfect.
A whole drop debate. But
also, at certain points in the debate, I want you to go, Sean knows what I'm talking about.
And I can't do that.
And then when they ask Sean about, well, okay, Sean, what are your beliefs on economics?
Oh, I like money.
Well, I can't fight that. I like money too.
Go away, like money. Peyton. I'm Peyton. Go away. Come back later. Baiting.
But see, what you guys should do is one should say that you're a Democrat and one should say you're a Republican. And be like, Hispanics two fucking roguish. Party system, whoa. Bro. Two-party system, bro.
You know what I'm going to do, bro? I'm going to be the first candidate that runs on the two-party rock system. LMFAO, background music all the time. I'm going to go out. I'm telling you, you guys think I'm kidding.
You're ruining
but I am committed to this. I don't think I've had a fire to do something like this ever. I mean, it's going to happen.
Well, there was that one time. Well, no, your asshole was on fire.
That was kind of silly. Shot took that away.
Okay.
So I'm going to run. I don't care. The smear campaign is going to be the most fun part. I am going to make this old guy who's retired just running for office against me. I don't know who it is. I'm assuming cry because I am going to win and I'm going to win big. It's going to be just landslide.
You have to now.
Because fuck this. I'm done. I'm done complaining and not doing anything. And I'm going to start at the local level and I'm going to fucking write bills about roads and trains. Where the fuck I'm supposed to be?
Can you imagine Royce like in an actual debate with this guy? Not just like stage runs with Sean's, but if he actually had to get up and do it get to the point where he's like bringing up things that like you don't really know about and you just start insulting him.
No.
No, but see, the thing is, Royce is actually really good at arguing any point.
Even if he doesn't know anything about it?
Even if he knows nothing about it, he will make you think that he knows more than you.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
But I will yell at it. I just want to do this. I'm very excited for this. You know, I really believe that it's something I want. Billboards. I'm going to have bumper stickers. It's going to happen. And I'm going to do everything I can to make everybody's life around me as miserable as possible. Because I feel like this fucking, they've made our lives miserable enough. So now it's time to have someone in there go in there and make their life shit. People would vote for me just for that. If I said, I'm going to just make these assholes' lives miserable. If you vote for me, I promise you, they'll vote.
You'll be the next Phil Davidson.
This guy's gonna piss him off? Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like, you remember that guy? Like, it was 3 or 4 years ago. I have a bunch of drops on him, but he was just this guy who was like running for like local treasury. And he gets up and just starts screaming at them. Like, how viral that went. Like, dude, you will go viral in an instant.
I'm done with this. I'm fucking sick of it. I don't care because it's. I complain a lot about all the garbage, so I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do something that's going to make people annoyed, and they're going to listen to me, and I'm going to yell at them, and I'm going to be just misogynistic and mean, because enough. Fucking enough. So, whatever.
It can't America. Be a person trying to ban sugar in New York City.
Yeah, whatever. It's like, I'm gonna do something like that, but I'm only going to ban the song Sugar.
Oh, by the way, like, that. You know how, I'm sure you guys have had a ton of like political ads going on. Well, you guys don't have TV, but people TV. Who do have TV.
Who watches TV?
They've been running all these kind of political ads. And one of the ones against like the Democrat that's like running here in state, like was going against that Bloomberg guy. It's like, this man supported a man who thinks that Colorado doesn't have roads. And they quoted him going, Colorado has roads? Bloomberg thinks we don't have roads out here.
You guys have roads?
Wait, where?
What have been in context of?
I've been riding a horse on trails.
Yep. That's how that happens.
God, you got to figure it out, Colorado. I'll give you guys that.
We did figure it out, man. $2 billion.
You got it.
We figured out $2 billion of it.
Speaking of smear ads there, I heard this one today. It was about this some lady in Iowa.
I love
whatever saying about it. She grew up on a farm and she was castrating pigs, but.
Ooh, these are great.
I love these.
Yeah. I love these. I fucking love
smear ads. Dude, smear campaigns are the best.
Favorite.
All right, Ray.
Yeah.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. So when I get
pause, that's her opener.
That's her opener.
Jesus,
she got my attention.
Warm us up to that.
Hold on a second.
Shocking.
It's got gumption. Let's hear her.
I'm Joni Ernst. I take dick and balls and chop them right off.
Jesus.
Pretty sure. Basically, what she said.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm. Jesus. So when I get
to how about you say raising hogs? Why just say castrating?
You paused it.
But that's not what she was doing. She wouldn't get your attention.
I cut off
then.
The balls.
I castrated pigs.
Oh,
Iowa
farm.
Calm down,
so when
Joni,
I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork.
Oh, my balls!
Oh, see where she's going with it now.
Oh, I hate her.
Mm. Where did I see this thing?
She's a mother soldier conservative.
Why? Okay, hold on.
That sounds terrifying.
Why is Dana Carvey talking to me like this?
That's not Dana Carvey.
Are you sure? It looks just like Dana Carvey.
I mean, if
that's him playing the church lady, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I nailed it.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Look at her fucking hairdo.
Soldier, conservative.
My parents taught us to live within.
Oh my God, her
it's
wig.
Time to force Washington to do.
She looks like a used
to cut
Q-tip.
Spending, repeal Obamacare, and balance the budget. I'm Joni Ernst, and I approve this message because Washington's full of big spenders. Let's make them squeal.
I was hoping she was.
Jesus. Who said, hey, let's go with a pig angle for this commercial?
So she's basically just threatening to castrate everyone?
She basically said she wants to cut off balls.
I'm going to go Washington. I'm going to cut off all their balls.
I wish she'd said Washington. That would have made me happy.
Oh, that would have.
Hold on. I'm trying to find
a. When I'm in Washington.
I'm trying to find one too now. I'm see if I can find it because. The local ones are absolutely the best. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Cam Brady. Hold on. Ooh. Let me see.
Royce, one of your campaign ads should be you holding as many kittens as you possibly can.
I like it.
Yes.
For what reason are you holding?
Get some pussy.
All right.
What?
Yeah. I might vote for you now.
If you just ended the ad with that, like you have just, you go through like what you're going to do and then you end with, I'm Royce. I approve this message. Get some pussy.
But the first half of the message has to do nothing with cats.
Yep.
This is the pussy part is the only reason that explains why you've been holding cats the entire time.
I'm Royce.
Talking about education reform.
Cats.
Don't do that, guys.
All I want to do is write his political ads for him. Royce, in this next commercial you're going to do, you're going to be riding a horse backwards. Don't ask me why.
I'm doing this.
And don't even acknowledge that you're doing it.
No. We need to get corporate sponsors. You have to have a
I have one. I'll be surrounded. I'll go like to, because a lot of campaign ads, they go like to those animal shelters. Be surrounded with a bunch of female dogs and I'm mad with like, yo, bitches. Am I right? This ad's been paid for by the Royce Lopez campaign. That'll be perfect.
Fellas, do you want a candidate who's going to fight for you?
Exactly.
Do you want a sensuous new senator who's actually going to stand up?
Sensuous new senator.
To the big
vote for Royce
wigs.
Lopez. Enter promo code VOTE ROYCE and get 15% off your next order.
And I'll send you
a free pamphlet of my ideas. It's too sensual for the radio.
This is the internet.
You should have one video that's just going, hey kids, tell your parents to vote for me and I will give you all the toys you want.
I'm telling you, it's going to be great. I just got to get someone to give me some money to run ads, but I'll figure it out.
Do we really?
I guess not. We do internet. 100% internet ads. That's right.
total viral campaign.
100% underground. Dutch, I'm going to bring MySpace back by myself. 100% MySpace campaign.
Nice.
I think.
That's your platform.
Thanks for the vote. And then I'll just put like a glitter thing on their wall.
Is that how
play,
it works?
And then when you go to my page and plays five different Green Day songs at the same time, automatically.
No, don't do that. That's the worst.
What I'll do is I'll form a website for your campaign, and I will just build a page about every single opponent or political thing and search engine optimize it so that it comes to the top, so that you rank for every single question, comment, or political party ever, no matter what anyone searches. Boom. Done.
Look,
we're going to do this.
It's going to be fun. And
Mitch, are you into making all these videos?
I am totally in.
We'll film them. You just got to edit them.
Yeah, you got to no. Well, dude, if anything, you should get Nate to do it because he's really good at filming those awful.
Really good camera.
Kind of fucking. Yeah.
Peeps here now. We got it.
Well,
so,
yeah,
so I'm still waiting for Nate to edit the stand up. Oh, no, he did that already. 6 years later.
Don't worry. We have 2 years until the next elections.
I love Nate.
Figure out what office you want to run for. And then we got about...
Find out which one's easiest. Is it like a local, like... are you looking for like a state type office or like a local city office?
I'm going to start local.
Okay.
Local legislator. Like
yeah, do that.
Like.
Do that.
Do that.
Like
do that.
City, exactly. Like a city council kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that.
We should have J5 make it. Who that?
Do that. Can we That's what I'm going to come out to when I come to the...
Read your opening act.
If they don't let me play music, I'm just going to come out with a boombox over my head playing that.
No, what you should do is have J5 make your own rap.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Because you should have your own rap. Because it would relate, you know, to the community.
Yep.
So, but then you should also have a country song written because half of Florida is country and half of it is urban.
There you go.
That's racist, Murray.
It's true.
African American.
Oh, and then you should also have a reggaeton song for the Hispanic population.
I'm with that. I like it.
Don't worry. We'll get.
I feel like his name will help with the Hispanic population.
It will.
Lopez.
I feel like Iggy Azalea covers all those things, though. So just have a song that sounds like her.
The
problem is, yes, in this county, the last name Lopez might hurt me
a lot.
So I'll get maybe some Hispanic votes, but I have to be something like. Really redneck first name with Lopez.
Don't even worry about it. I'm going to go
Roy Lopez.
Cletus Lopez.
Cletus Roy Lopez.
I'll fucking confuse the shit out of everybody.
We'll go to the, you know, courthouse and we'll change your last name to Good Guy. Because no one is going to vote against
Royce Good Guy.
Royce Good Guy.
You can't vote against that.
Oh, speaking of which, so a couple years ago, our friend Adam Forlaw decided he was going to run for sheriff, Polk County Sheriff, against Grady Judge, but it was really just on Facebook and our friends all wrote his name in.
Right.
But our friend Brian made a thing for him, like an ad, and it says, never seen him punch a guy who didn't fully deserve it, loves kittens, can make a killer creme brulee. I mean, come on, his name is Forlaw. Adam Forlaw. Forlaw, man.
That was just a, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's convincing.
It's a good last name.
I think I saw that.
Yeah, I'll show you the picture. I'm trying to find one that I can actually post without it being a bunch of nonsense.
If we start campaigning I like now.
That. Hammy says your campaign video should be shot and edited like NWO videos from WCW. I don't know. And I come out with a bat and Sean comes out with like a weird beard. And we just stand there and we're just talking with our sleeveless shirt. All my campaign ads are going to be with a sleeveless shirt. I'm going to have a sleeve on with no sleeves.
Dude, if Ventura can get elected a governor of a state and Schwarzenegger, there's no reason why you can't get elected to like a city council office.
The difference is people liked Ventura and Schwarzenegger.
Are you saying people don't like Royce?
Yes.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Minnesota and California are crazy.
Wait a second, Mitch. Nobody likes Bloomberg, but he keeps fucking winning. So
that's a good point.
Explain that, motherfucker.
People in New York are fucking retarded.
No.
So are people in Florida.
Florida, exactly.
Well, because most people in Florida used to live in New York, if we're being honest.
To be fair, most of them came from up there.
Yeah. So it's still your fault, New York.
Both of my parents are retarded.
Florida's a blue state, right? Like, the majority of it is, like, it's run by Democrats, right?
Like, Jew state.
It's a swing red state. Yeah.
It really?
Yeah.
It's more like red swing state.
Florida's one of the ones that everyone wants to get.
To die.
Yeah. We're like that hot bitch.
Yeah. Like,
you want to get with us, but then we'll give you a disease once we finally cave in.
Yeah, you don't really want us, but you kind of need our
but then you kind of become obsessed with us, and then you start doing drugs with us, and then your life goes to shit.
Yeah, not worth it, but so worth it.
Right.
All right, which district are we in? Do we know?
Yeah.
Yeah, what district? Yeah, exactly.
We have to figure out what
district. We got to find out when the next election is coming up.
Okay, the five commissioners must reside in their district. Commissioners from District 1, 3, and 5 are elected in presidential election years. District 2 and 4...
I volunteer for tribute!
District 2 and 4...
did I do it?
No, you did not. So for us to do this, we have to figure out what district we're in. If we're in District 1, 3, and 5, then you can run in 2016.
2 and 5? Well, how do we find out?
I say... Let's Sean be campaign manager.
Ooh, oh no, Sean is my campaign manager.
Absolutely,
figure this shit out, Sean.
Off the record,
Sean will have or Sean will talk to everybody that ever plays a video game and tell them to go vote for Royce one by one. Hopefully, they are of voting age. Most will not be.
Yes, to run for a county commission, I don't think there is a statute on how old you can be. I think it's 25 in any kind of election anywhere.
I meant people to vote. Oh. You have to be 18 to vote. You talk to people under 18 a lot.
It's true. And felons. So all the people you know can't vote.
It's okay.
He's not hitting the right demographic.
I'm not putting him down. I'm just stating facts. No, Sean is going to be my campaign manager. Look, this is going to happen. We're going to find this out. You said 2016?
Yes. For districts 1, I'm looking for the district map.
What about district 9?
I don't there's only 5.
Here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do. We'll look around because I have a lot of friends that live in Polk County. So we'll just find out whatever district they're in, and then on paper, I'll just move in with them. That way I could be in that district.
Yeah, technically I'm homeless.
Right? Am I right? I can do that. I can live where the fuck I want.
I live anywhere
so
I want.
I'll just figure it out, and then on paper, I'll move in with them, and then I'll run for that district. Problem solved. I'll figure it out.
Sounds good.
And we got to fucking feed those kids, bro. We shouldn't be fucking killing them just so the population goes. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
You're confusing this with a movie.
All the districts. I get it now. I know why she was fucking, that guy was pinning pink stuff and shit. Because the fucking marijuana laws, right?
It does all make sense now when you put it like that.
And what I understand is you have one district where they're all fighting, and then in this District 9 place, there's aliens. Make up your mind, Hunger Games. What are you?
You're definitely confusing two movies. You're mixing.
I think you're confusing everything.
District 9 is its own separate movie from the Hunger Games, which has several districts going all the way to 13 or 14. Something like that. Anyways, Royce, what I'm saying is you're confused, but it doesn't matter because you speak the loudest and people will vote for you.
Exactly.
I think the end game here is president.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. Oops. That automatically started playing. I'm sorry.
All right, got this next one.
Oh, well, you can't even hear that. It's on the wrong computer.
Or no one voted for you.
Yes, nobody votes for you, but you become president.
Here's going to be my problem. And I mean, once I get to a certain level, there's a lot of dick pics of me floating around. So that's going to
it's not going to be good.
In my phone.
So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do preemptive strike. I'm going to show my dick pics right now towards the legislative session. That way, if someone tries to, hey, look, from the beginning, and I'll hold it up. From the beginning, I was honest about my penis, okay? I was honest. I'm going to take the Bill Clinton approach. I did not inhale. I'll be like, look, yeah, this is my dick right here.
I sent it to everybody.
But everybody got it. All right, okay? There.
I said it to everyone equally.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So I'm going to be the fucking candidate with the best Snapchat. I'll tell you that.
I was just trying to make Jennifer Lawrence feel better about herself.
Thank you. Boom. You see, Dutch? That'll win me points. I'll be like, I'm not going to let a woman suffer. Here's my penis.
Exactly.
You've seen my penis. And
everybody does love Jennifer Lawrence. If we can get the Jennifer Lawrence
vote.
Doing good. Good.
Just forget it. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Royce
and Jennifer John Lawrence.
We're going to get Royce Voight.
The John Voight.
Vote Jennifer for Voight. Vote for Royce Goodday. Hey, you've seen my dick. Boom. There you go. Right there.
I can't
There's
knock
no
it.
There's no surprises with me.
Hey, you've seen my penis. And that's it. You can't. No one's going to be mad at that because they'll be like, yeah, you know what, motherfucker. And by the way, everyone that votes has sent a dick pic out or a fucking crotch pic out. So I don't want to hear it. If anything, I relate to the people. I would love to see President. I would love to see President Obama's penis. I would. Presidential dick.
Celebrate, good Obama, come on. It's Obama, it's Obama.
He can't command a penis.
Whoa.
I don't want to kick Obama in the penis.
I would. I mean, just to be that guy who...
I don't want to get shot by the Secret Service.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, that would suck.
And one more thing I want to whine about, then we can move on from voting. I'm also sick, and me and Sean were talking about this today. Fucking sick of every... Seanan is... we were talking about this today. Seanan pronoun. Everybody on Facebook... They keep saying, I'm gonna pick the lesser two evils. I there's no viable third party candidate. If every fucking person that said that actually voted for a fucking third
party, right.
It would be an amazing.
We would actually have a third party.
It would be amazing. But everyone says that, and it's like, what the fuck? Look, one of my friends posted something like this. And here in Florida, there's Republican, there's the Republican and Democrat races, Christie and Rick's
Scott.
It's Rick Scott. And he posted a picture of them, and he's going to vote Democrat. And he wrote, well, I said it once, and I'll say it again. If I'm given the choice to drink piss or drink Diet Coke, I hate them both, but I'd rather drink Diet Coke. Saying they both suck, but he's going to vote for one of them. My response was this, I'll drink water. Nobody's making you drink piss or Diet
Coke. Exactly.
There's a lot of other options, motherfucker. So people have this mentality. And the problem is, then he said something like, no, but we have to vote Democrat because you're the only ones trying to change campaign laws to give third party a chance.
Go, oh, that's what they're doing. Yeah, because that's what they want to do. They want to give up power to a third party.
But here's what I said. I go, that makes sense. That's like the Broncos saying, oh, man, Jets, I feel really bad for you. Here's Peyton Manning.
Yeah, that is perfect, yes.
Why would they help somebody else?
Well, because the Jets will never have a shot.
Right, exactly.
In this particular campaign, I think only the mayor, in Polk County anyway, only the mayor, that's not what I meant
to
say.
Are you okay tonight?
Only, like,
are you all right?
No, I'm really not. I am so fucking tired.
Someone needs medical marijuana.
But, right?
Yeah, but Kristen...
Wig?
They were the only ones where you could pick Charlie Crist and governor. That was the only one you could pick other outside of Democrat or Republican. Everything else was Democrat.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
She's doing great.
I mean, how could I pick a Democrat or Republican in anything other than governor if there's no option for that? There wasn't even a write-in in most of those things. You had to pick Democrat or Republican is what I was trying to say.
D, thank you. You just reminded me. Fun story. So Marie went to go vote.
You dumb asshole.
Marie went to go vote today. I went with her, but I voted earlier already. So, but Marie went.
He did his absentee. Yeah,
she voted, and when she came out, she goes, there was a lot of places where it was blank, and they let me write it in. So I'll tell you this: Sean Waters got at least one vote.
You got two.
At least one vote for governor.
You got two, Sean.
You got
You did it too,
Sean. I voted for you for governor.
What are you guys doing?
I was looking at the...
Look at that. We have a fucking gubernatorial candidate on our show right now. You wanted your concession speech?
I'll give my...
Yes, the concession speech.
Should I come in?
I can...
Okay. Hold on. Let me play some music for you, because we're going to do a concession... Okay, let me do it. All right. Let's
be presidential.
See. Yeah, I got it. I had it. I got it. Okay, Sean. We're going live now to the Waters headquarters.
I have some if you don't have it.
I got it.
We like to call it the Hell or High Waters headquarters.
This is why I lost.
Okay, go ahead.
That's why. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all for joining me tonight. The numbers are in, and I, Sean Waters, have lost yet another run for of the state of Florida. My numbers are up this year.
And so is his penis.
I was at a firm 0% last year, last election cycle. This election cycle, I garnished two votes.
Why are you playing this?
The future is looking good.
Because Sean makes your dreams come true.
Good point.
Remember to vote for Royce Lopez in the Polk County Commissioners, whatever district that it is.
Stop
that he's
bitching!
In. I'll figure that out later. But I'd like to congratulate the winner of Governor. I'm sure that you're not going to do any of the things that you promised to do. And I'm also pretty sure that you got paid a lot of money by some asshole that doesn't even believe in what they were asking.
You dumb okay. asshole.
So I'd like to go ahead and congratulate everybody that voted for a Democrat or a Republican. You guys are the problem. You continue to further a system that is broken, and you're so apathetic, you have no solution in sight.
I did this.
So,
guys,
all of you who supported me this year in my bid for governor.
Water's out.
And if you guys didn't vote for me, just know that I run hard all the time because I'm on a lot of Viagra. The doctors prescribe it to me all the time. It's pretty bad.
Definitely what the young go-hards are wearing right now. You know what the go-hards are wearing. I can't wear this if I'm going to run with the go-hards.
Now, I probably should use that as my campaign ad, huh?
So you know how I was telling you about how my friend Adam ran for sheriff, and I put the ad in the chat? Well, my friend Dave, you met him at the wedding, he made a smear campaign ad against Adam.
Of course.
And I just found it.
Okay, and by the way,
I would like to view it. All right.
By the way, something else fun.
Mitch holding the kittens.
Vote for Mitch Heil from Minnesota holding three cats.
That was quick.
Opus 2016 for your local office. Look at those guns.
Look at that shit.
Is for those guns?
Is 2016 the next cycle?
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Your area? Okay, cool.
We're starting right now.
We're figuring out what district right now, bro.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I'm holding you to this, by the way. You got to do this.
No, I'm not Dutch. I'm not kidding.
Where's the fucking map?
I'm going to rock the vote. Dutch, what if I wear a Rock the Vote shirt, the old MTV shirt?
I hope.
Jesus. Wasn't that like an unsuccessful thing? Because the Rock the Vote thing happened during.
Yeah, Bush won.
Yeah, Bush won. Exactly. Yeah, that was during.
I posted the link Kerry. To the YouTube video.
Oh, God.
God, people right. hated Bush so bad back then.
Mitch, can you play the video?
Oh, I think I found it.
Mitchell? Can you play the video in the chat?
Yep.
Oh, this is so.
Wait,
Mitchell, we're talking to you. The one that D posted. The one that.
Yes, I can.
My sexy biceps.
The chat yep. and in Skype chat.
My sexy biceps.
Don't. Okay. Don't talk like that.
There you go. Thank you.
Adam Forlaw is running for sheriff of Polk County.
Already, it's terrible.
Adam Forlaw was questioned by police after publicly urinating while holding hands with another man.
True story. The other man was Damon.
They say Adam Forlaw gives great hugs, but is he really someone you want hugging you?
It's actually really good. I think it's homosexual public urination.
True story. Apparently
it's so basic and great.
But you know what? It looks exactly the same quality as a local that
uh-huh. It does.
Quality.
I like how the vote Mitch Hill photo just says vote for him for Minnesota.
All of it.
That's all it says. Yeah, all of Minnesota.
Is it governor or just.
He's going for the Iron Throne of Minnesota.
Gotcha. Just vote for him. Look at all these cats he has.
That's great.
All these cats are his wife.
Dolly, you're so it's very funny.
And I love Royce, your ad. You're taking your own
I'm
selfie.
So America. I'm so America.
Your selfies are fucking bothering me, by the way.
Are they?
Every time they come up on my feed, I want to set you on fire.
Your lifestyle bothers me. I deal with it, homeboy. Vote Lopez. Sorry, I'm posting my campaign ad on Facebook. I'm starting right now.
There you go.
Share photo. Boom.
For your local office.
No, for all offices.
Oh. For any local office.
To make me watch the
yeah, office. Change your to any.
Any office.
For any local office.
There it is.
Nice.
Vote Royce Lopez for any local office.
Yes, there you go. I will move there. I'll become a citizen for a year if I have to. I just need to be in a local office.
All right, apparently.
I'm a career politician.
I'm the treasurer of Orange. I'm the mayor of Polk. For some reason, I'm waste management of Dade County. This is very odd.
How'd you get elected for
I don't know. And I'm a union leader in Baltimore. This is really odd. I mean, thank you. But I can't do all these
things. You have like five mortgages in like all these different areas with all the houses to just prove that you live there.
Always tired and on a plane.
Yeah. You've hired deeply Royce Lopez's to stay in every county that you're in.
Ooh, like that guy that hosted that show we were at the other night.
Or pull a Canseco and like hire body doubles to like stand in for you in these dumb debates that you don't want to be a part of.
Shoot your finger off.
Or that too. Yeah. That's why that happened.
Oh, we're Republican again?
Stupid Canseco.
How does this work?
Yay, Florida. Sorry. All right, we can stop talking about the pressing election stuff. I mean, I'm still doing this. It's going to happen. I will keep you updated. Campaigns are coming. As soon as we find out the what I'm running for and what district, we could immediately start with videos. Because this is going to be – I'm really doing taking this serious. This is going to be a last-minute horseshit. I'm going to get on the ballot.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm going to hold you to it, man.
I'm also running as a Libertarian, by the way.
Good.
I'm going to be the only Libertarian in Polk County.
There you go.
The only one.
The only one, period.
The only one.
Well, Adrian Wiley is a Libertarian.
He's a coyote, though. And I don't trust him because he's always trying to kill the Roadrunner.
But he... Okay. You're right. I know what this is.
He just got it.
I think I know what...
I got it. I just was laughing at the way Sean was just like, all right. Whatever. Like, fine. I'm not going to make a point. Whatever.
So
thank you, guest, for correcting it to say any local office.
Ooh, my sister is pissed because she's the one that needs it. She goes, 57%, but yet we live in a state where the vast majority does not rule. If only that applied to other
aspects. Oh, God damn it. We got to wait 4 years unless we move.
If only that applied to other aspects of our political process. Why 4 years?
Because we're in District 4.
And?
Districts 2 and 4 are every 2 years, not in presidential election years.
So we just voted in the...
We would have voted for the commissioner today.
Well,
so you have to wait 4 years.
What else can I run for?
Well, if we move to District 1, 3, or 5, then yes, we can do that.
Okay. But
it's a really arbitrary system as to how these things are drawn up. I have no idea what the fuck... None of this makes any fucking sense.
We're going to figure it out. I'm still doing it. Doesn't matter. I'll just pretend to move in with someone else. I don't care. What happened?
Who knows? Maybe in a year, we'll move into a different place and we'll be in a different district.
Anyway, I'm doing it. Fuck them, I say.
Well, why are you guys doing it like that? Why don't you just put the fucking... Sorry, I'm yelling at graphics.
Later this year, our realtor, why do you want to move into this area? Oh, because we need to get into this district so we can run for office.
Yep.
Well, we have 2 years.
I'm running for office so I can fuck shit up.
Well, fuck that. What's the next election that's coming up for this county in general that I could run? Doesn't have to be a legislature. It could be something bigger.
There's a local thing. I don't think they run on the exact, you know what I mean, like a city councilman or something like that.
Yeah, city councilman, anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, we could probably do that.
Like on Modern Family when What's-Her-Face tried to run.
Yeah, let's do councilman, city councilman.
Oh, by the way, dude.
For what?
Doesn't fucking matter.
Real quick, just because.
City cause do you live in Davenport?
You know what this matters? Davenport. Yeah. For what? I don't care. Florida, all of it? Doesn't matter.
He's just going to start his way at the bottom and work his way up because, you know, capitalism and shit.
Yeah, like Drake.
By the way, since I just mentioned Modern Family a second ago, my roommate fell for an Onion article.
Yeah, so did Marie.
Oh, you fell for it too?
Idiot.
Well, because it was Clickhole, which apparently...
At the top, it is a big old Onion logo.
No, it didn't have it.
Marie...
The mobile app, it didn't.
Okay, well, on the regular one, it did.
I clicked on it, and I read through the whole thing, and I'm like, this seems really weird. So then I started trying to Google, like, if ABC had an official announcement for it, and I didn't see it.
Basically, what Marie's talking about is that there was this one website that said that they canceled Modern Family because they wanted the listening, or they wanted their fans to know what Lost felt like. that was the reasoning.
Yeah, well, I figured that
you
was...
bought it?
I figured that part was a lie, but I thought maybe it was canceled because I wasn't following the show. So I was looking up. I'm like, is it really canceled? And I couldn't find anything, but I saw that the article was only posted an hour ago. So I'm like, oh, maybe nothing's come out with it yet.
It's just at the top, though, is a big old Onion logo. Like,
it was from Clickhole. It wasn't from Onion. It was Clickhole on the
Marie,
side.
Look at it again. The top right.
Clickhole.
Here you go. I'm going to post it.
Of Clickhole. I didn't know it was a satire site or that it was a spin-off of The Onion.
It's exactly what it is. It's one of The Onion's little things.
Now I won't be fooled twice. But I didn't know back then.
Tell by the wording, though. It was so Onion-y, the way they worded it.
I read it, and I was like, this seems really stupid. But then again, so does Gawker. But Gawker's at least still pulling regular stories and just making fun of it.
Gawker sucks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't know the gist jokiness of Clickhole, or that it was satire and not sarcasm like BuzzFeed. You know? Sorry that I confused the two. Entertainment.
Oh, yes. You're just a dumb, silly girl.
I am.
Yeah, it's true.
It's my problem.
The sweetness in your voice when you said that. I am. Yeah.
But you know what? I left it up through my embarrassment on my Facebook wall because other people were having a hearty laugh that I fell for. And I'm like, okay, well, if it makes someone else's day better, I will leave it.
You know, Dutch, something else, as I'm looking up, if I'm going to run for councilman, the other fun thing that I could do is before I even start running, I could show up to the city meetings that they have every month and they have to let you talk.
Yeah, you got it.
Those are the greatest.
And I'll make sure it's recorded, and I could announce my candidacy at those meetings. And I'm going to just start shit-talking everybody that's on there, making fun of them. And I'm going to do this. It's going to happen.
I believe you will.
Fuck them.
You better. Oh,
it's happening.
If there's anything that is truly dangerous, it is a highly intelligent man with free time.
I'm going to rule the city. I'm going to rule. It's the city's going to be, you know what it's going to be like? It's going to be like when that alternate future in Back to the Future when Biff ran the city, Hill Valley. It's going to be Royceco. It's going to be a casino in the middle, fucking fog coming, a smog coming out everywhere. It's going to be amazing.
I can't wait.
I should get you a fog machine.
I need a fog machine for all
the debates. I just bought one, and it's awesome.
How great would it be during all the debates, I keep the fog machine running annoyingly.
and the laser show. Yeah.
Sir, we can't see you.
No, the laser show has to go on through the fog. The fog makes the laser show better, so you can see the laser beams.
With some Pink Floyd playing in the background.
No, I'm thinking like, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. You know that one?
I like it.
Final Countdown.
Got it.
That's the one.
All right. Let's just go to break.
Okay.
We'll do that. We'll come back. Miley Cyrus is sucking dick on stage now.
Finally.
So, a little teaser for you guys. All right, we'll be right back. Dustin Royce.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck because every Friday Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We are Shy Kids.
See, right there. It's done. Theme song.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too. Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Hot girl problem number 186.
Okay, so the other day I was going to Leah's house. I stopped, and she has a gated like neighborhood. They're usually open when I arrive at her house, and so this time they were closed, and I was like, I don't know a code or anything, so I just go up to the gate hoping that it'll magically just open for me, and it doesn't. So I sit there like an idiot because it's not opening, and a car comes behind me. So I'm like, great, I can't back out now, so they're just gonna be sitting here. And he got out of his car, and so I was kind of freaking out. I thought he was gonna like, you know, come up to my window and be like, you know, like, are you trying to get in or something? And he came and he pressed the little button that opens the gate, and then he looked very agitated when he did that, and he got back in his car. And I like raised my hand, you know, I let him know thanks, I didn't know what I was doing, I'm not from here. And then so the gate opens and we go into the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And the guy is literally on my butt the entire way to your house. I was honestly surprised he did not touch the back of my car multiple times. Like, I was honestly shaking. I was like, I'm getting raped tonight.
Listen to Trust Us, We're Hot Radio every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, only on morelikeradio.com.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Something froze up.
Ah,
you kidding?
And I'm watching. They also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's.
Like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, "Hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'm coming back for round two." And the guy was like, "He basically was like, you need to be quiet." And then asked her for her ID, and her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about? Oh, the Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the the Flight 800 of the Adobe player.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
What's your idea of a perfect day?
Oh, well, that's easy. I'd volunteer. Ooh, I'm sorry. One sec, please. Hello?
Lana, you have to come down to Ron's dealership. He's got a chimpanzee in a little samurai suit slashing prices.
Archer, I can't talk right now. I'm doing the interview thing.
God, you are made of stone. You're like that rock biter from Never Ending Story.
They're such big, strong hands.
Remember? Remember the rock biter?
Hey, it's Aisha Tyler. You're listening to More Like Radio, which is really More Like Radio.
Thank you, Aisha. Welcome back to the second hour of Dutch and Royce here at morelikeradio.com. Number is 954-573-2780. I don't know why I give the number out, because you guys don't call anymore. We used to, remember, Royce, back in the day when we used to get calls all the time?
Nope. Yeah, bunch of reckless losers. Hey, guess what?
What?
Sean and
chicken
I
butt.
Were doing some research during the break.
Was it a chicken butt?
I could run for mayor of Davenport, mayor of the city. It's 2015.
The next city year. That we live in, he could
next
run for mayor.
Next year.
Okay.
Damn. So get ready. It's happening. Mayor of Davenport, vote for Royce. Okay?
Right. Mayor of the couch.
Since we filled up the entire first hour with political nonsense with Royce.
Let's fill up the second hour.
What? I haven't even asked yet. Like, what'd you guys do for Halloween? Anything fun?
Oh, we mind our own business.
Okay, fun.
Partied like a fucking rock star.
Oh, yeah, we went to the burlesque show. And,
We went to the burlesque show. We went to go see the burlesque show on Friday.
And Rocky Horror Picture Show on Saturday.
Rocky Horror Picture Show was the most fun ever.
It was awesome.
Okay, tell me what this entails, because I've heard many things about it, but you guys actually go to like a...
You don't even understand.
Okay, tell me.
I've been to other Rocky Horror Picture Show viewings, and this was not like other Rocky Horror Picture Show viewings.
Okay, what is the whole... Because this has been a cult classic for years. Like, what...
See?
What does this entail?
Yeah.
Okay, so the whole experience is you show Rocky Horror, and they find actual actors to do the scenes in front of the movie, and the audience is trained to say certain things at certain parts of the movie and to throw certain things at certain parts of the movie.
Okay. For example, at the beginning of the movie, there's the wedding, right? During the wedding, everybody in the audience act rice. So everybody in the audience is chucking rice. There's rice all over my bedroom floor because it's in my fucking jacket. It's in my sock, it's in my hair.
I had it embedded in my boobs.
Dee's sitting there, all show, yes, digging in her shirt.
Yes, I was like, there's rice in my boobs now.
Dee, get your hand out of your tits, please. There's children watching.
That goddamn child should not have been there.
Okay. Well, okay, he was like four, maybe.
He was like two.
Or her, or whatever it was.
I got crap for getting mad about that kid being there too.
Well, you should.
All my friends were like, "Well, that baby's mom was in the production, and
so why you don't?"
And I'm like, "I don't care. He was two, and it was 2 a.m, and people were like fake fucking on stage, and it made me uncomfortable to have a child there."
Yeah, seriously.
So did you get into a fight with someone about how to raise their kid?
No,
we didn't.
No, I never do that.
An off-putting.
I just posted on Facebook that it creeped me out, and then I got a lot of backlash over it.
Because we were all there. Everyone was there. So why I said that this is better than normal productions is because other ones I've seen were in a regular movie theater where people were just up in front of the movie screen. This was a legitimate theater, like where you could have seen a concert being played or whatever, but like old school, like where it's a full orchestra concert, you know, where
so there's something respectable.
A balcony and, you know, the panels and the lighting and the whole thing. It was in downtown Lakeland's Polk County Theater. It's a historic theater. It's huge.
And everybody in the audience, remember, is dressed up like we were saying, for like the characters from the movie.
Yes, so they're dressed up and they acted out.
I'm posting
and all
pictures
and all that
chat
fun
if you
stuff.
Want to see them.
Oh my God, I was sitting right next. To
yeah,
those
we were sitting
two.
Next to those two.
I was
those
sitting right two. Next to those two. The one on the left had the most perfect ass. Dee's yelling at me the whole time. Sean, stop staring at that girl's ass.
Because I thought she was like 17.
I was
staring
at 20 something. I was ass too. So
she looks so young.
I gotta say, the one on the left sort of reminds me of Sherry, to be honest.
No. Oh, no. That's just ass.
Jesus, man. Did you just say I wish?
What's wrong with you, man?
So, hey.
She's just now gets
that's
it.
A much nicer ass than Sherry's.
Look at that ass.
symmetrical.
Sherry's got a great ass.
You have not seen my ass, Sean.
Sean.
So what Royce and guests are posting in the chat are the pre-show. So
the
this
pre-cum.
So the movie aired at like 11 p.m., but the thing started at like, what, 9 or 10?
Access podcast.
Sorry, hold on.
Go ahead with that.
Dumbass.
So the pre-show, they had several different dance troupes and contests and whatnot. No one was wearing normal clothes. Most of people were wearing much clothes.
Marie, it's Halloween.
No, but it was Rocky Horror Picture Show Halloween.
Which is even sluttier.
Half of the audience was just in bras and panties.
God, I love sluts.
Right?
Even that baby was only in.
There was a baby.
That slut baby.
Little baby speak.
That slut baby was wearing sparkly panties.
It was a baby who was dressed like Rocky.
Now, Dutch, you've seen the movie, right?
The gold.
I have not. I understand. I get why it's a phenomenon, but I've never actually watched it all the way through. I've seen bits and clips here and there, but not the whole thing.
Well, it's a terrible movie.
Right.
But
wait a second. It's outer space. It makes plenty of sense.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a cult classic. So,
and there is some boner. There's a man on man boner sucking in for sure.
Yeah. So while hot. One of the audience were hot sluts that weren't dressed at all, the other one
were hot guy sluts that weren't dressed at all.
Yes. It was like gay central. I think. Because Polk County is so very conservative, every gay person that may be in the entire county showed up at this building.
That is awesome.
Prove it.
So
what do you mean prove it?
It was literally half gay, half hotties. It was
and half
insane.
Man bear pig.
Or in my opinion, all.
And then I was there.
And then we were there, so obviously the hotties. So
okay, thanks.
Marie's the gay, I'm the hottie.
But yes, it was a phenomenally fun time. And I got to do something that I've always wanted to do. One of our friends who is in Moxie.
You did one of our friends?
Yes, our friends.
Commas are important, people.
Yes, they are. One of our friends who's in Moxie LaFemme was the lead Susan Sarandon character.
Uh-huh.
And so I got her some roses so I could throw roses onto
very
the
old
stage.
Fashioned. Very old fashioned.
Janet. So I could throw roses onto the stage at the end of the performance and she could catch it. And we totally had a moment. It was awesome.
Aww.
But yeah, it was it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. I need to do that. I need to go for I need to do.
By the way, during the whole movie, Dutch, real quick, just so we get this last part. During the whole movie, there's people that are they're supposed to do it on purpose, talking during the film, like riff tracking it, making like saying something that's about to happen. It's pretty funny.
Oh yeah, every time they do the thing, they'd be like elbow sex.
Yeah, it's pretty. So people, you know, basically talking through it on purpose, and it's acceptable. During it because
it's like this running bit with the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Like I've heard all about it, but I just need to actually experience it.
Yeah. No, if you're going to experience anyone, you should do a high upscale production like this one and not like the shit
so
ass one that
people.
I did the first time I went to one.
And I say people because I'll admit hot guys and girls all there and in the show and in the audience.
The
it was retarded.
They had so many twerking contests.
I'm sorry, it was special needs.
Wait, twerking contests happened in the middle of a movie?
No, yes. But then the pre-show.
The pre-show
was like twice as long as the actual movie because the movie's short. But
there was a limbo.
Yes. So
that was fun.
When I said like half gays, half girls, the girls never won any of the twerkings.
That's hilarious.
Gay guys.
Yeah.
Amazingly good.
Everybody just boos the garage chicks like, but no, I want to see dick.
No, and anytime they had costume contests again because it was Halloween, and so like girls would be wearing nothing.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
They get some claps, and then a guy would come dress up as whatever. It doesn't matter. You know? So it was funny.
That's awesome. I wish I need to do that next year, especially for like a Halloween thing. Because all I did this year was I just DJ'd a party. So
what kind of party?
A Halloween party.
Well, obviously it was a Halloween party, but what was the theme?
Dress up type of thing. It was more of like, it was like a house party. I was in like this person's like really big garage and
this
just
party. Were you guys watch a DVD of House?
No.
Sounds boring.
DVD of House. What?
A house party.
Oh, boo, Royce. Oh, Jesus, man.
He's kind of
funny.
What's
wrong with you? Dude, that was so bad it took me a second to get it.
It was kind of funny.
You dumb asshole.
Anyways, so we yeah, no, it was fun. Like, I had my current squeeze come down, and that was at least entertaining. So,
what's his name?
What's his name?
Anybody else?
What's his name?
Well, what's his name?
What's his name?
What is his name?
What's his name? What's his name?
No, that's...
I'm actually going to go with the Mitch route on this one and give it a little bit before
I tell you
who it is.
No!
I'll tell you off air, not on air.
You will tell me on air and it will tell
I'm
me
I'm assuming
now.
It's an orange because what else would he...
Yeah, but by the time the 4 months has passed, you already move on to someone else, so...
Hey! That was mean.
Don't tell me the name, but how did you meet?
I used to have the same thing with my cousin where I wouldn't friend any of his
what's
boyfriends
his name?
Until they'd been dating like 3 months.
Oh. So, Dutch, how did you meet? How about that?
Okay, well, my younger sister, Katie, lives in Denver, and she...
That's incest, Dutch.
No, I'm getting to it, you weirdo.
Weird.
She has a roommate, and it's her roommate's older sister.
She's the hot one, right? Katie? Yeah, it's the hot one.
Oh, God. No, you... No. No.
She's the hot one.
No.
The one that we're all already friends with anyway.
No.
I'm friends with her, so don't worry about it.
I'm friends with her.
I commented on her slutty, slutty Halloween stuff, by the way.
Yeah, dude, she was a dead mermaid. Did you see her costume?
She was... Yeah, I saw her costume.
She showed up like a... She was a washed-up mermaid, as if it had been rotting in the sea. It was really well done. It was so well done.
The whole time. Not to make you feel awkward, Dutch, but I saw her costume, and then after 15 minutes, I saw it again, and then 15 minutes, and then again.
Oh, dude. So my gay roommate, beautiful Brandon, showed up to the party. And he comes in and he's like he's Robin, right? But he's wearing jeans. I'm like,
Dick Grayson?
He's Dick Grayson people?
Or Tim Drake or Jason Todd, because he died.
Yeah.
No, Robin is in Batman Robin.
Right. I just named all three incarnations.
All three incarnations
okay,
of Robin.
Whatever, which I don't know. He was just Robin, let's just put it that way. So he shows up and he doesn't have the tights on, he has his jeans on. I'm like, dude, wear your tights. He's like, they're on underneath, but they're really inappropriate, buddy. And I was like,
what's his dick? Is his dick big? Did you see him through the tights, I'm asking?
Pictures didn't happen.
Can I get through a story and then you can comment?
X or GTFO.
He might have pictures, I don't know. But here's the thing, is that like he kept warning me, and I, you know, at this point, like, I'm like half drunk. I'm like, dude, no, come on, man. Like, take it off. It's fine. Everybody, like, look at the slutty sluts that are walking around here. It's fine. Just
stick in your mouth and shut up.
These fucking tights were like, it was, you know how like you'll make like athletic underwear that like cup your balls and push them out?
I don't make them, but I wear them.
Oh, separate, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's what his fucking costume was.
Brandon!
I don't know if he's here.
Bring your big ass
down. I want him to like come in with the pants and show how like inappropriate. Dude, like the fucking, it was so low cut. Like, it was literally, you could see his pubes, that kind of thing. I'm just like, okay, maybe you're right.
Hips?
Pubes? No.
Yes.
Hips.
He doesn't manscape that shit?
No, he does. But like, if he had pubes, you would definitely see him.
Okay.
Is he gay? Of course they manscape that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I know they do. I know they keep. What's
They're
he doing?
Very clean group of people.
What's he doing? Tell him to come over here.
Bring your beautiful gay ass in here.
Actually, when I was on break, I think he's taking a nap.
So. Tell him the drag show is not on tonight. He can come on the show. Come on.
It's not a nap.
He hates drag queens.
Why?
They're fantastic.
He's just not into that kind of stuff. He's more of like, he's one of those guys that's like more into the masculine kind of dudes.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay.
Let me see your dick.
So he's a bottom.
He's a bottom.
Yeah, he said
definitely. Oh, yeah. Big time.
I added him on Facebook. He and I will be friends now.
I want to be his friend. What's his name?
I really don't like that Sherry's like infiltrating my life.
Brandon.
Beautiful Brandon.
Beautiful Brandon.
Beautiful Brandon.
Dutch, it's called us being your friends and being included in your life.
Yeah, Dutch.
I'm not a fan.
Dutch is the only one who hasn't accepted that we're his friends. He still thinks we're make believe friends after 6 years of doing talk.
I don't know. His family also doesn't think we're
single
real.
Single week.
Nah, my family doesn't think you guys are real.
Well, I know. Your family.
Well, actually, no, my family met you guys.
Yeah, and then they were like, why are they here? I remember.
Is that how you guys felt, by the way?
Yes.
I figured you did.
No, they didn't feel that way till later when we were on the show and you were like, oh, my mom and rest of my family totally didn't know why you were at our house. Yeah.
Did I say that?
Remember when you said that? Yeah, you totally said that.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah. Yeah, you heard everybody's
voice. I was fine until you said that.
Especially mine. Because
not my mom because I told her way ahead of time. I think it was maybe like one or two of my siblings. I might have said that, but no, my mom.
It was your brothers, not your mom.
Okay, yeah. I was gonna say the majority of my family were really happy you guys were there. It was just a couple of my brothers were like,
is that him? Sent some friend request.
Okay,
friend request sent.
I love the fact that you guys felt awkward. That's awesome.
We didn't feel awkward while we were there. You just told us that we should have felt awkward after the fact.
I did not. You interpreted it that way.
Retrospectively felt awkward.
Yeah, we shouldn't have.
Well, regardless, I'm going to be mean. Irregardless.
Dutch.
Oh my God, let me be friends with the gay guy.
I'm sorry, Dutch. Were you done with the story?
I want to talk about Miley Cyrus.
Okay, I wanted to talk about Chris Rock on SNL.
Oh, yeah, let's get to that next. This is real quick.
Mitch, can you pull up the audio for that? We don't need to see the
video. Yeah, fine.
Thank you. Go ahead, Dutch.
Okay, yeah, so have you guys seen this yet?
I have
no idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay, just look in the chat. She's gone full out horror at this point.
Miley Cyrus.
She has a blow up doll and she's sucking the dick. And then later in that same show, this happened where basically she had like a big blow up inflatable penis on stage and she was riding it. Here, hold on.
Her legs should look better for how skinny she is.
Yeah, she doesn't have good legs.
That's the thing we're
And she has like no camel toe, I've noticed.
She looks like she's one dimension.
You know, have you ever see pictures of her like in like that kind of an outfit? She doesn't have camel toe, and that's kind of a turnoff.
I don't understand these outfits that she's wearing. Like, she's some sort of she's dressed like what the eight people in the 80s thought the future looked like.
And really, if you're in space, you should be wearing a spacesuit.
Yeah, and not sucking penises.
The only people can get with outfits like that are like Lady Gaga or Rihanna. Yeah. Like, not her. Like,
people don't have.
I don't think her shoes match, and it bothers me.
That's what bothers me about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Can I point out that
she's jerking off
in a horrible outfit?
Get some shoes. Can I point out the very large person in the background?
I was also looking at
Oh my God!
What is that? A giant? What's going on back there? Fucking God!
She's not even wearing heels.
The sad thing is, she's in the background. So,
Dick is probably her dildo.
Force perspective would beg to differ that she should usually be smaller than the person. She's still larger than Miley Cyrus.
Hey, guess
oh my God, you're right. That woman's huge.
The chat room, I want to make love to Miley. Do you really? Because I don't.
There's something slutty about her that I would.
No, I would hit it
for the story, but like I don't know, man. Like she's
her piece is forever.
Yeah, it is.
So.
Would she have to talk?
No, she doesn't have to
talk. All right.
I don't ever talk to him anyway. Who talks to women when they fuck?
Yeah, if you're gay, why would you ever talk to
women? Oh, Sherry and I get in deep conversations.
That's weird. That's really a weird thing to do.
That's actually the only time we talk to each other.
It does happen.
About political issues.
Before we move too much further, Mitch, Sherry, Mitch and Sherry, what'd you guys do for Halloween?
Awkwardly talk during sex.
I put dreadlocks on my shirt.
You did what now?
We went to a coworker's house party, and Sherry got really drunk because
I brought mini bottles of wine.
Yay! I love drunk Sherry stories.
Yeah, what happened? So we went to the house party, like, you know, we'll stay for a while, you know, we have a couple drinks, and then we'll go home. And so Sherry got one of those little four packs of the wine.
Foreskins.
You know, they come in,
right.
You know, it's about
8 ounce bottles.
Like, yeah, something like that.
Sutter's?
Yeah, it was Sutter Home. And she brought two of them into the house. And she had one of the bottles of wine. And the guy that was hosting the party was like, Sherry, here, have this bottle. It's been here through two parties and nobody I know wants to drink wine. So you can have it.
And then he goes, would you like a glass for it? I was like, no need to dirty a glass. So I walk over to Mitch with a bottle of wine.
And I just looked at her. I'm like, I guess I'm driving home, aren't I? And she's like,
Oh, no.
Pink wine? Me slutty.
I think it's the wine. It's probably being
Mitch,
slutty.
What were you dressed as? That's my wedding outfit.
I was dressed as your wedding outfit. Yeah.
You went as a Cubano? Oh, no.
I went as a group. Yeah.
And hold on,
for
the listening audience, for the podcasters who don't see, what was your shirt, Sherry?
I drink to forget blank. I was a Cardigans Humanity.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
Did you tweet that to Cards Against Humanity? Because they were retweeting everyone's Cards Against Humanity outfit.
Oh, they were? I didn't know that.
That is great.
I don't tweet.
That's fucking brilliant. Wow. I went as a Mormon.
Wow, I am stealing that next to you. That's a great idea. Good.
You are so welcome, my friend.
Yeah, I follow Cards Against
Humanity. Actually, I kind of just want to make Cards Against Humanity shirts now.
Yes!
I feel like
why haven't they done that?
I told Mitch they can make a killing if they did.
Yeah, I would love to have like the grammar Nazis who are actual Nazis or whatever. That's my favorite card.
So my favorite part about Sherry getting, you know, she was supposed to be the one that was going to drive us home. But as soon as I saw her,
like that idea is right out the
halfway,
window.
As soon as I saw, basically when she was holding the bottle of wine, I'm like, okay, I better ramp it down. So I only had 5 beers. And, but it was like, you know, Goose Island. So it was like 4% alcohol. Eight, yeah, so it was nothing, you know. It was, but I did have some pot brownies.
Really?
Party? Well, I had one. I had half.
I
one.
Thought you didn't. I thought you were opposed to that kind of shit.
No,
I'm not opposed to it at all.
I had crumbs.
He didn't get it. He farted.
They were all gone.
I had crumbs.
No, I'm not opposed, but I had it, and I'm like, when I was eating, I'm like, okay, I can taste it. You know, I can taste the pot in it, whatever. The oil. I'm like, okay, but I never felt it all night. You know, it was never kicking in.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, it's time to go, you know, blah, blah, blah. I feel fine. I had a couple beers, but it's been a while and I'm driving home.
Oh, no.
And Sherry's like getting all loopy and shit.
There's so many signs.
And while she's,
how can you drive?
And while she's saying this, I'm just thinking to myself, okay.
Why does 35W have 2-4 signs?
I'm just thinking to myself, okay, I had, you know, 4 beers. I don't know. I mean, I'm not drunk, but definitely, you know, I'm focusing on driving home. And then I get that feeling.
Yeah, I knew it. That's the thing about edibles. They
take a long time.
An hour later, you're like, I don't feel.
Oh, I'll be fine.
Yeah, this is about 2 hours later.
Yep. Did you get that whole I'm melting into my driver's seat kind of feeling?
It was starting to kick in as I'm like, this is fine. This is nothing. I'm driving home like, oh wait.
Woo.
So then she's just babbling because she's drunk and I'm just trying to ignore her.
Babbling.
Why is Simon silent?
And I was doing the pirate thing, covering up one eye so I could see a lot less signs.
And then she finally
hold on. Before you keep stopped. Going, can you guys reenact like a conversation you had in the car?
I
can talk about the streets.
Yeah. Sherry, you go on and then you know Mitch, you go with your reaction to what she was doing.
Mitch, why are there 4 lanes for 35W? There's two signs.
No, we're not. There's not. There's only
so many signs.
There's only 3 lanes here.
There's 8 lanes here.
No, there's not. I'm telling you, I don't even know how you can get 8 out of 3.
I don't know how you're driving right now. And this is really hard for
no,
me.
No, please, just.
This is really hard.
So then I text messaged one of my friends randomly, and I was like, so, many signs. In the morning, she's like, what? And I was like, oh, my bad.
Sherry, you were a handful.
I waited until I got home. I'm like, hey, Sherry, by the way, as we were driving, the pod brownie kicked in.
Oh, no.
What did you say to that?
I don't even remember.
What signs?
There's signs.
The good thing of a sign is it kept you happy on the road.
I also made Mitch send a video to one of my coworkers because we were down in Kansas a couple weeks ago. And she's like, are you going to go to bed at 9:30 again? Or are you going to go have a drink with me, grandma?
Ew.
So I made one of my white cards and I made it say, I ain't no grandma, bitch. And Mitch was recording me and I just slowly raised this sign in front of my face. And I slowly raise it down, not breaking my stare from the camera. She sends me a text the next morning. She goes, I liked your video. I was like, wait, what? What did I send
a video?
Nice.
Oops.
Sherry, the picture of you holding that friend's dreadlock in your mouth is grossing me out.
That's his hair.
I would like to point out that he cut those dreadlocks off a few years ago.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, that's actually his hair.
What are you doing?
We found out.
I found this, like, this dreadlock got stuck to a piece of unfinished wall. So I had taken it. I was like, I need to give Bryce back. I need to give Bryce back his dreadlock. So I take it off the wall and I was like, I don't want to hold this. So I put it in my shirt and I go up to the bathroom and I come down the stairs and I always see him and I'm like, oh, Bryce, I have one of your dreadlocks. Wait, what did I do? Wait, where did I put it? So I must be in the bathroom. So I start walking back up the stairs to the bathroom. I was like, nope, it's in my bra.
So that guy doesn't really have dirty dreadlocks?
He used to.
Those are his old dreadlocks that he cut off years ago.
What part of a person's brain says, I gotta stick hair in my bra and then in my mouth?
I didn't want to lose it.
Someone who had an entire bottle of wine in an hour.
You know what? Okay, I would also like to point out, I put my hands up a deer's esophagus to cut its whatever. So a dreadlock's not going to bother me.
You're not helping your case.
Wait, I do much grosser things.
Wait, you did that day?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's hunting opening this weekend, so I hopefully will be putting my arm up a deer's esophagus this weekend.
Okay, why would you?
You're not helping.
She really hopes.
What were you trying to cut out?
Why are you trying to fist a deer's mouth?
Well, because you have to cut the
leave its tongue alone.
You have to cut the esophagus or whatever so you can get the gut pile out because it's all attached.
Why does your hand have to go up in there, though?
Oh, okay.
Well, because it's attached to underneath.
The digestive tract. Is all it's
can
all
you one. Please gut a deer on the air for us?
Well, I mean, like, not we'll on the air, but
no, we'll set you kill a deer and then just wait for it until we get on the air and then do it outside. We'll have like an outside camera. On
no,
the
it's gonna rot.
Here's what you're gonna do. Find a deer, don't kill it, capture it, put a GoPro
there. You go,
lease it, then kill it, and gut it.
Ooh, good. Right. I will put a GoPro while I get my deer to play it later.
Oh, yeah, do that. That'd be great. I would love to see that.
Yeah. Can you put that would be really cool.
Especially from you.
And on the hand.
Because we know you as Sweet Sherry, but we all, you know, we do know you have this little weird murderous side, so.
Yeah, go hunting.
It's not little.
We're like a
she has a murderous side, period.
Wear a pink tutu while you hunt.
Oh, God, please do that.
No, you can't wear a pixie a outfit when you hunt. No,
just when you're gutting your deer.
You have to wear blaze orange.
How about a camouflage one?
Well, how about this? How about you wear
if you're going to send me a camouflage tutu by this weekend.
How about a bright orange tutu?
Well, how about you just wear a pixie outfit when you gut the deer?
Yeah, okay, that's better.
How about I dress like I'm warm so that way I don't freeze because it's fucking Minnesota.
Yeah, fucking Minnesota is ridiculous.
You're dressed like Dexter.
Oh, with the Henley? And the, yeah. Or you want her to wrap in saran wrap?
Both.
Oh, okay.
You guys realize that if I do a little video for you, it's not going to be pretty.
I don't
look at look the chat. This is what you do to the animal.
Ah!
I remember as
I don't want to see that. That's gross.
But you have to be very careful not to puncture any of the intestines, otherwise it could spill into the meat.
Shut up. I remember watching my brother Jake gut a deer when I was like 8, but then again,
why are they so focused on its butthole in this?
They love buttholes.
Because its intestine is full of shit, and you don't want to puncture that.
Well, yeah, it doesn't say that anywhere on this image. It's just focusing on it for no reason. Look, here's the deer's butthole. In case you didn't know,
they
we're
going to really
make it even bigger.
Damn near killed him.
See his butthole.
You have to cut around it because its rectum is attached.
Damn near killed him.
In case you guys didn't realize it, Sean wants us all to know that he knows how to gut a deer.
He does.
Oh, I get
this,
it.
This
rectum.
Really strayed far from Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so.
Did it?
Not really.
Hey, can we play that Chris Rock thing? I thought it was fun.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, unless you guys had anything else on the rest of the evening, Mitch.
Not really, no. Part of the...
It was his monologue.
Oh, okay.
So the beginning?
Yeah, from what... Real quick before he plays it, like, to set it up, I haven't really heard this yet. I've seen, like, clips here and there, but apparently, like, he was making jokes and all these, like, groups are coming out and saying he should apologize for making 9/11 jokes or something like that.
Right. Well, and the jokes are funny, too. At least I thought they were.
Well, let's listen to it.
I thought the statute of limitations on not making fun of 9/11 had passed.
Yeah, I thought it did, too.
According to Royce, they have, but according to the rest of the world, not so much. So.
The rest of the world?
Shit. Oh, my God, it's been 13 years. Fucking grow up.
I'm sure we're all going to be on the same side of this one, but go ahead and play it, Mitch.
Saturday Night Live. It's great to be here the day after Halloween. I can't believe some of y'all made it. And, you know, yesterday was Halloween. Tomorrow's the New York City Marathon. Yeah, scary, you know, what could go wrong there, right? No, it'll be all right. New York's gonna be fine, just like Boston's fine after the marathon, you know. Well, that Boston Marathon was scary, man. That was scary, man. Because I love Boston, I love the people there. But that was probably the most frightening, sadistic terrorist attack ever. Just think about it. 26 miles. 26 miles is a long drive. If you call up one of your friends, hey man, I need you to pick me up. Where you at? About 26 miles away. You better get Uber. 26 miles. People jogging for 26 miles, man. 26. Their knees are hurting. Their feet are killing them. If you're a woman, there's blood coming out your titties. 26 miles. You've been training for a year. You finally get to the finish line and somebody screams, run! That is horrible, man.
That's awesome.
But hey, the good people of Boston bounce back. That's right. And New York will bounce back. That's right. New York, we had our own terrorist attack and we bounced back. That's right, now we got the Freedom Tower. The Freedom, have you seen the Freedom Tower? You can see it no matter where you're at. If you can't see it from here, then you're in Connecticut, okay? Freedom Tower, anywhere you look. Now, they should change the name from the Freedom Tower to the Never Going In There Tower. Because I'm never going in there. There is no circumstance that will ever get me in that building. Are you kidding me? Does this building duck? What are they thinking? Like, who's the corporate sponsor? Target? Stop it! In the same spot, they put another skyscraper in the same spot. What kind of arrogant Floyd Mayweather crap is this? In the same spot. What businesses are they going to put in the Freedom Top? They better put some mandatory stuff in there. Stuff you can't get out of, like the IRS, family court, DMV. So they put a sunglass hut in there, it's going to be empty. Now, going in the Freedom Tower, man. Are you kidding me? It's the same spot. Hey, I got robbed on 48th and 8th about 20 years ago. I have not been back to 48th. I am never going in the Freedom Tower. Hey, man, I don't care if Scarlett Johansson is butt naked on the 89th floor in a plate of ribs. No. People are like, come on, man, don't joke about the Freedom Tower. That has something to do with 9/11. Hey, I'm not joking about 9/11. I'm not. But you got to realize, we are in America. And in America, there are no sacred days because we commercialize everything. So we're only 5 years away from 9/11 sales. That's right. You're gonna hear it on the radio. Like, come on down to Red Lobster. These shrimp are $9.11.
Oh my God.
Martin Luther King Day is gonna be the same thing. You're gonna be watching TV like, these Toyotas are practically free at last. These Toyotas are practically free at last. This MLK birthday, Madea's got a dream. It's America. We commercialize everything. Look what we did to Christmas. Christmas. Christmas is Jesus' birthday. It's Jesus' birthday. Now, I don't know Jesus. But from what I've read, Jesus Jesus is the least materialistic person to ever roam the earth. No bling on Jesus. Jesus kept a low profile, and we turned his birthday into the most materialistic day of the year. Matter of fact, we have the Jesus birthday season. It's a whole season of materialism. Then at the end of the Jesus birthday season, we have the nerve to have an economist come on TV and tell you how horrible the Jesus birthday season was this year. Oh, we had a horrible Jesus' birthday this year. Hopefully business will pick up by his crucifixion. Yes. You know, you try to help. Jesus tried to help.
How much more is left?
Jesus tried to help.
About a minute.
It's not. Right.
You get hurt by help.
So where were people? Where were people offended in this?
But first
apparently
off,
apparently,
Chris Rock still got it. Can I say that?
Yeah, he does.
That was funny.
And right out of the cage there, like he fucking was going, "Hi everybody!" So marathon bombing, like right away. How great was that?
Good.
Well, at least
where you're supposed to chime in. You're not supposed to answer.
At least Oregon just legalized super marijuana, good? Guys. FYI.
And D.C.
And D.C. Sorry, D.C. and Oregon.
Sorry, what'd you say?
D.C. and Oregon legalized marijuana.
Oh, but we didn't?
No.
Can we talk about Chris Rock for a second? We'll get back on that tomorrow, I'm sure. But
no, I mean, look, it was hilarious. And you know he's going to get shit, and specifically going to get shit from the right.
No, he's been getting shit.
No, he has been getting shit from the left. People were saying that he's been insensitive about the bombings, about mainly it's like the assholes in who are really uber sensitive, people who aren't even from New York or Boston, but they feel like they should be.
Yeah, it's like it's a
defending them.
There's still families out there that are suffering the loss, and you know you're making a mockery of it. It's what you're doing.
No,
are we Greta?
I'm just sick.
The federal government made a mockery of it the day they decided to shoot down those fucking buildings.
Oh, God.
Truth for Sean's back.
Actually, I was for the Chris Rock. I thought it was hilarious, and I'm a little sexually attracted to him.
Whoa.
Really? Wow. I didn't realize that Greta was a coal burner.
I really like any man that yells a lot. Obviously.
Greta likes that BBC, young.
That's why I follow Sean Hannity.
Wait, is it coal burner or oil derrick?
Does it really matter?
What? Well, there's one for a guy and one for a girl.
Spooks.
Oh, Jesus.
Who played that?
That was not me.
Who played that? Who played that?
Only that would be me.
That because he has black
brothers. There you go.
That's racism, man. I love to racism, bro.
He didn't touch on the Boston bombing as much as he could have. I mean, he really just, he was leading up to it by saying 26 miles a lot and then said run at the end, but that was it. Like he it's almost like he was a little scared to touch on either one.
I don't think it was that. I think it was, that was the most, that was the punchline. Run was the punchline. He didn't really need to go much more. I mean, you only have, what is it, 8 minutes to do a monologue? So I think he's probably pulling things from his new special or his new hour or whatever, his newest material. So he just is throwing his strongest stuff in there.
What killed me the most was the Sunglass Hut joke. That fucking
Sunglass Hut, nobody's going there.
It's so true, though.
But no one, Sunglass Huts are their most useless stores ever. He really picked a most useless store ever.
But it was just, he could have done any, he's always been funny. He could have done anything, but he went with like two really controversial topics right off the, and like you said, Royce, he still got it.
Yeah, it was fucking great.
But that's very what funny. Comedians need to do these days, because there's too many comedians out there apologizing for the things that they say.
True.
And like, it's just comedy. Like, you can't be so sensitive. You go and pay to go see a comedy show. You're supposed to be in the mindset of, this is fucking jokes. This is a good time. This is all. But comedians get up there and they say something. They ad lib and they call somebody a faggot in the crowd. And then all of a sudden, he hates gays.
Yeah, there's certain comedians, though, that refuse to apologize. Like Natasha Leggero refused to apologize about her whole, tsunami joke. Daniel Tosh, like mock apologized for it.
Carlos Mencia.
Go ahead.
Question. Sticks to his guns.
Summary.
What if this is all something that comedians
have? This is a big if.
What if this is that? What if saying something controversial, getting in trouble and apologizing is like the new marketing technique of a comedian? Like, what if you don't have to apologize? You're not a good comedian.
Yeah, I don't.
That's an interesting angle.
But it's what he says. You go see entertainment. You see no, but you don't see people getting mad if they drop the faggot bomb in a movie in context. But I guess if you do it on stage as a joke, even though you don't mean it, no matter they'll get on you about it. And it doesn't make any sense to me. You know,
here's the thing.
Critical.
It's if you do it in character. Like Brewer has been getting away with saying faggot on stage for years, but he always does it in the context of like, you know, the douchebaggy Long Island bully that he grew up with.
So
he's able to get all of his faggot and, you know, gay joke material out through that character, and no one's ever, like, you know, questioned Brewer about it.
But doesn't it say something, though, that we're that stupid that as long as it's in a wacky voice, it's okay? Like, we're that dumb? Like, really?
Yeah, oh, no, it is.
It's a wacky voice, guys. It's fine.
It's a different person.
That's not the guy.
It's not me saying it. It's, you know, the guy I was talking about.
The people that do that are the people that call into the Phil Henry show and think it's a real person. That's who they are. That's who they are.
You also have to realize that a majority of the people in this country think that Jeff Dunham is funny.
Yeah, and a comedian.
Right. So
you guys really hate Dunham that bad?
You want to talk about a conspiracy? Awful. You want to talk about a real conspiracy, Sean? How the fuck's that man on TV?
Jeff Dunham?
Yeah. How? What's he doing? His structure. I kill you. Get it? Because his terrorist.
I guess one of those.
And the old man. Shut up, you fucking hack. You're like if a you know what happened? He's like if a silent movie could talk. His jokes are corny.
See, I do not agree with anything you're saying right now.
You like Jeff Dunham?
I don't like Jeff Dunham, but I think he's doing something different. That's the thing, is I like comedians that do something different.
People that bomb abortion clinics. That's pretty different.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about comedy. Stupid.
So am I.
Bombing abortion clinics.
You are a horrible
individual.
That's
an odd tangent.
You know that, right? You're just a horrible human
being. Vote for Royce Lopez for county commissioner.
Royce Lopez.
You're just a piece of shit, man.
Fuck it. Chris Rock can make fun of 9/11. I can do what the fuck I want.
Well, because you're on the same level as him.
He's making fun of the building they built on the exact spot. I mean, but that makes sense, though, doesn't it? Like, if
right, they should have come balls to the wall and made it 911 stories tall.
Like, Sean, you got into a car accident and you
911 stories into space.
Sean has a point, though. Like, the people will miss the entire context of the joke and be like, no, he's making fun of the fact they built it in the exact same area. And then people will sit there and attack. Like, oh, he's making 9/11 jokes. It's like, no, you idiot. Like, if you took 3 seconds and actually listened to the context of it.
Right. If you got into a car accident in an intersection, you wouldn't want to be, you'd be hesitant to drive through that intersection if it wasn't necessary for you to go that way.
No. Exactly.
Guess in the chat, Jeff Dunham's comedy is more damaging than abortion clinic bombings.
Wow. Change your name, guest.
Was
that Patty?
Yeah. Freedom Tower is perfectly safe in this post-Obama world.
No, it's not.
Because no hipster would ever do the same thing twice.
They were going to call it the Patriot Act Tower, but it was already taken.
We're talking about savages.
Am I the only one that hates over patriotism? Freedom Tower?
Everybody does.
Really? I'd rather you name it after a corporation.
That was so silly during the Bush administration where like they were changing things that had French to freedom.
They got called Freedom Fries.
Like, that was embarrassing as a country, the freedom fact fries. That people were doing
well,
that.
Well, can we just make up our own nickname?
I'm going to freedom kiss my girlfriend.
Can we just call it the Murica Tower?
Freedom kiss my
girlfriend. Just call it the Murica Tower?
Freedom kiss your butthole.
I never even thought about that. That's funny.
You never go freedom to mouth, guys. Just it's freedom
forever. Freedom to mouth.
Yeah, that was dumb. I remember
not M for freedom.
I remember during the whole dumb freedom French nonsense, I was going to college at the time, and this was in Kansas, and I was driving back and forth, like, you know, for either, you know, vacation or whatever, and there was, like, you know, truck stops all along the way, and of course when you go on a truck stop there's obviously a condom machine, and they had a freedom tickler.
Because what?
Freedom.
They had a freedom tickler there. And I got it and I saved it and I don't know where it is. It's somewhere. But I had to have it because I thought it was so retarded.
You know where it is.
It's in his butt.
It's somewhere in my boxes. I don't
something
in years. But
He knows.
It's in his butt box.
You really like Jeff Dunham, bro? Like, for real?
Like, no, I don't
really
like it, but I respect what he does. That's my point.
I don't respect you.
Hey, okay. I remember Roy saying the same thing, except when it was Jeff Dunham, it was actually Hitler.
Yeah.
Are you saying that Hitler is the same as Jeff Dunham?
I think Hitler could control the crowd better is all I'm saying.
Here's the thing. Jeff Dunham is able to get away with saying horrible shit about religion, about gays, about...
But he doesn't say stuff. Horrible things.
But no, he's saying it through his character.
No, no.
Can you hold on? Stop interrupting me for a second.
Oh, you know what ventriloquist actually said things? Dutch fucking Otto and George. That he had balls. This fucker is a fucking milquetoast son of a bitch who sucks.
Dude, yeah, obviously Otto and George was probably with the, you know, the greatest as far as ventriloquism goes, but he was able to dumb it down to like a national audience, but he still was able to say some, if you actually watch his act, he's saying some racy shit, but he's doing it through characters, so that made it okay. I'm not saying... You know, because if he was just out there with a microphone and saying the shit that he was saying through those puppets, people would be like, who the fuck is this asshole?
I'm going to freedom punch you in your fart box, I swear to God.
Well, what I think Joel's trying to say is it's the equivalent
of... Don't translate for me.
Is how South Park...
That is what he's trying to say.
I know.
I agree.
Is how South Park gets away with the shit they say because it's in cartoon form.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's not my point. His shit, you don't. His shit's so stupid, it doesn't need to be in cartoon for me to get away with it.
Here's the thing. I don't think South Park's very funny either, but I respect what they do.
But you have every single fucking drop of it. Yes, you do. You like South Park.
Okay.
Weirdo.
Moot point. My point being, they have a lot of good one-liners. What can I say? My point being is I don't really find them as a whole.
Good Obama, come on! It's Obama, Obama.
I don't find them as a whole that funny, but I respect what they do and the fact that they get away with doing what they do. Dunham's the same way. I look at Dunham the same way I look at South Park.
No, don't ever. Don't you ever.
Oh, I do.
Same category.
You don't tell me what to do.
Comparison. No, I'm telling you what to do. You're not allowed.
I just did.
You are. Now, I'm going to vote that against you. Six.
You're going to vote it against me?
Voting against you right now.
I'm going to vote for it.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't really read the...
You haven't said anything, by the way, that has disputed my argument.
What do you mean? Yeah.
You just sit there and go, oh, you have the same drop as him. Yeah, but how are you saying that my argument's wrong? He's doing the same thing that South Park is doing.
I'm saying your argument is wrong because I have ears and it's terrible.
He's editing a new cartoon show from Maya once a week based off of topical events.
Maya?
Yeah, that's what South Park does. They animate their cartoon using... The program Jeff Maya.
So
is that Maya?
I really wish
that's a 3D modeling program.
Was
oh
by Maya.
Oh, okay.
I would own Maya then if that's the kind of Maya that we were talking about.
Did you say Maya? How great was her?
Oh man, I love animating.
Yeah,
things.
How great was her?
How great was her? She.
Hey, Maya.
How great was Word?
Oh, man, I got the Maya Angelou Maya.
It's the worst version.
Oh, she's just going to read boring novels.
Oh, a Dutch. And by the way, real quick before we
I got MIA. I'm so confused.
She only had one hit. Oh, it's so boring.
And she's getting sued by the NFL, so.
Scientists got pissed off about everyone freaking out over Ebola. So they made this map, and I'm going to post it here in the chat.
Oh, by the way, I am sick of the word Ebola.
Like, I know.
I'm sick of the coverage.
God, me too.
It's so a non-issue in this country.
Right. Look at the map
already.
But forget in this country. This is now Africa, the place they're all freaking out about.
Fuck it. Like,
look at the map, though. No Ebola. Look at Africa. Only that part of it. Akin to maybe one-third the size of California, the entire continent. Yeah, no.
I can't look at news month without thinking that it looks like a guy looking like he's crying from the profile.
Oh yeah, I kind of see that now.
It just looks like a really sad man crying.
I see it.
And then a little booger's coming out of his nose, and that's
Matt's scar. I see it now. Now that you mentioned the booger, I see.
Oh, I'm never not going to see that now.
That's all I see. Now.
Africa looks like a crying man,
and he kind of has a little horn at the top of his. Like, okay, you see
the
where
crying,
his eyes?
Like a mask.
That's frosted tips.
That's frosted tips?
It's frosted tips. You know how they kind of...
Oh, my God. That's all I'm going to see Africa now as.
Okay, you so it's son of a tips? Bitch, Marie. I hate you right now.
You ruined Africa for me.
You just ruined Africa for me.
Are you sure it was Marie?
You feel like Africa was super high on your list.
Are you sure it was Marie and not AIDS? I know, Sean.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, look at
Sherry. There it is. Mitch just posted a gif of what Sherry was talking about with the I ain't no grandma bitch.
All right, save it.
Look at my face.
We're going to put that in the where should we put that?
I don't know, but I'm
finished. More Like Radio fan page.
More Like Radio fan page.
Yes, or yeah, let's just put it there.
Sherry,
your creepy sniper stare is bothering me.
And my half smirk.
You drunk is my favorite. I don't know. Who's your favorite drunk out of our group?
My favorite drunk is Jessie.
Uh-huh.
Indeed, no one knows her.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Only the three of us get drunk. Well, and Joel, but he's nobody's favorite drunk, let's face it.
Hey, I'm not fun drunk.
Sorry, Dutch.
No,
you're confrontational and awful.
We're not you think you're fun drunk?
Everybody else tells me I am.
No, wow. None of
okay.
Maybe you were just at a certain level when we were in Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, nobody in Jersey said you were a fun drunk.
Wow, I gotta.
I'm not even being a dick. I'm just.
Hold on. You just shut up for a second. I want to say on the record, I'm sorry. Like, because normally I'm pretty fun drunk. I didn't realize I was that.
You started out fun.
And then it turned.
No, it was all day.
And then it turned.
Yeah, it was a whole day thing.
What about the wedding? Was I bad there?
No. You were fine.
We were
the
busy
wedding.
DJing.
What about when you guys?
I wasn't at any of those things. I only met drunk Joel once.
What about when you guys were out here for your honeymoon?
You were okay. You were fine. You were fun.
I'd say you're like a six to drink with.
You?
No. She's saying Dutch is a six.
Is Dutch only ever going to get voted sixes for the rest of his life?
I'm so sad right now because. I've always been told.
We'll get drunk again.
No,
eventually,
okay.
Fun. I only met you
look,
one time.
I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't know. So.
Kitchen.
Dutch, yes. I disagree. I had fun drinking with you. Yes.
I was about to say, like, aside from my sister Laura, I think the most, because Marie asked the question, I think Sherry's probably the most fun person I've ever been around as far as being drunk.
I'm going to go with Sherry also.
Yeah,
because you're bouncy.
Vote Cherry.
Anybody who's bouncy is always fun. Now.
Yeah, Toad's gonna vote Cherry on that one.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yay!
All right, we'll start with Royce tonight. Royce, why are you better?
Why you gotta put me on the spot? Okay, I'll tell you why I'm better than you. Because I ain't your ordinary politician. Vote Lopez, 2015, Mayor of Davenport.
Sean, why are you better?
I am better than you because even though Amendment 2 did not pass, I am still high.
Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because I ain't no grandma, bitch.
Mitch?
I am better than you because you should vote Mitch for Minnesota because I'll give you all the pussy.
Marie?
I'm better than you because I threw roses at the end of a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And I apparently am not better than you because I'm not.
You're not
going to
ask D?
I'm not. Oh, I'm sorry, D. Go ahead.
I'm better than you because I'm the one forgotten person on the show that's not better.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And yeah, apparently I'm no fun to drink with and I'm not better than anybody. That's really disheartening.
Dutch,
no, I'm that
back.
Seriously bothers me. Wow. All right, so we'll see you guys
Let's
next
get
week.
Together again, and you keep
Dutch watching. And Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com, obviously Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, and then obviously listen to Hippo Juice from Wednesday, or not from Wednesday, Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Huh? Hippo Juice, Dutch, you reminded me, tomorrow we're going to be drinking the disgusting Lester's Fixing
Sauce.
Oh, doesn't that mean that Ramcat will be in studio?
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, we'll
or
see.
May call in or
whatever.
That's awesome. So don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, you guys. And then obviously all the other shows, the Red Show.
The Blue Show.
Just a couple
the
of
Green
D's.
Show, my favorite show.
The Turquoise Show.
Apparently Talk Radio Meltdown is pulling out. Well, I guess they're going to be discussing it this week, so don't miss their or have they already aired their last show?
I think they already aired it.
Okay,
they announced it. Yeah.
Well, that actually bums me out because I like their show. But anyways, so all right, never mind. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Hippo Juice. You're listening to Dutch and Royce, More Like Radio. Hold me like you never won't let me go.
Are you ready to partake, SpongeBob?
No, I'm ready to partake. Are you ready to partake, Patrick?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Krabs?
I'm ready to party.